The policia are everywhere. In your apartment building, in your neighborhood, at your job, on the street and in the TV/phone. Even, inside, your mind.
Reason, all actions start with thoughts.
Thoughts first, action second. If you wanted to control a group of people, leading their thoughts and then managing the direction and care of their thoughts/actions and outcomes would be the only way it could be done. Photo by Annette Lucina on Pexels.com. What happened to the fight of Americans? We yielded to memes, thought direction and sensual gratification via Hollywood and institutions, whose leadership, also directed to be dysfunctional, become collaborators against the populace. As we gave them power, they enhanced their networks, data collection and built up their army with regular people who become agents of the control structure and then loyally participate and are later coerced if they have a change of heart. The plan for all this was put into high gear in 1880s, in the land of UK, and was called the technique of Fabian socialism or simply change the populace's picture of their culture, slightly each time and then over time, changes in the picture will not be protested. Many schools of learning were used to breed the leaders of the plan. There are more than enough documents to prove the current times of today and the execution have been strategized, developed and executed since then and these times were known of in advance, over 100 years in advance, at least. Hollywood ISM. As Americans mistakenly allowed it all, Hollywoodism, to extend too far, and then blindly and stupidly yielded their minds to be coaxed and coerced, and their actions led to corruption and degradation of people worldwide. The more we went along with the coaxing and coercing of our thought handlers, the more power was taken from us and the more vulnerable and in danger all of us in the world have become. Mostly because of the bad behaviors and disregard for others. Even meat-eating and inhumane innocent animal harvesting has increased exponentially across all cultures, a horrible food practice. Outcome, cults and cartels with a vulnerable populace to face it. The current control structure owned by a few men who we have been allowed to amass all the power and controls over thoughts, money and memes, have, with their very evolved institutions and technologies convinced all of us to go along and participate. We have sanctioned and paid for, created infrastructure and data control networks, connecting enthusiastic owners of purchased devices inside every home or business, and inside every cell phone and every TV/PC screen, worldwide. The tech has already been used for many years to mark, identify, surveil and corral all citizens in the world. All habits, daily behavior, locations and thoughts or intentions are held in many databases connected to one larger one. Many bad habits developed through mimetic warfare are maintained or enhanced or slowed down at the will of the controllers of the infrastructure. At this point of the silent raging war, most all Americans are waking from their slumber with the horror of a tornado approaching their humble home and way of life. We Americans share this strife with all Western countries and all up-and-coming, underdeveloped countries/states that have allowed the seduction of money, materialism and sensual gratification to adjust their motives to accept being Americanized/Hollywooded, bribed and coerced. That would be bad enough, but now we are in the digital wireless age where control signals, frequencies and delivery systems can remotely touch all citizens in a much more dramatic and quantitative way. And in an instant worldwide messaging, thought control, meme delivery and control working network, built by and paid for by us receivers of this mess. How many highways? The highways of wireless communications and delivery systems now dwarfs the American highway system and all highways in the world. These are also tied in with a massive high-in-the-sky network system, which coordinates all the ground towers and antennas. In league with these two systems are airborne autonomous flying machines which can deliver communications and payloads through to location worldwide, within minutes. DUMB dummy bases. It has been said the world leaders have built a large network of tunnels/highways and infrastructure to maintain life, deep underground, under the grounds of, protecting their government family but not the general populace, if any citizen happened to inquire. The surface is being prepared for an open-air gulag with climate disaster, violent gangs and a hunting program completely installed to cover all places on Earth and deliver intel and payloads to that point. All planned for the not-far-away future. All dissidents are dead and identified now. All other world citizens with a phone are holding on to their personal dog collar and surveillance and punishment device, right in the palm of their hands and within the thoughts in their mind, and from there, their emotional state or feeling and thus their outcomes, conclusions and consequence.
The enslavement has been complete for many years, as has been the selection and corralling timeline of this group or that group and this citizen or that citizen. At this critical time of the attack, aka human management plan, all of our groups are marked, identified and corralled or grouped into their place and category within the logging system of the control network and its agents. Your peers are with the media. All media is carefully designed to lead the herded groups into their various pens, locations/patterns, for upcoming distribution to your new owners or disposal. The media, govs, institutions and cants in America Club have their plan 80% plus complete and have no reason, will, or ability to change anything. A grand face-off between sovereign beings who lent their power to a small group who became corrupt and recruited agents from the populace. Executed through mostly fake mental constructs, knowledge of known human behavior of motive and sensual or sexual gratification has been exploited. Various management groups of this execution plan, including regular people of all stripes, are strategically placed as willing or ignorant accomplices across all institutions. This method facilitates instant safeguards over recruited agents, via arranged events, to hold dirt over other co-leaders, and from there it becomes a dirt contest amongst them, and none can actually expose each other as they make many dirty agreements on their way up, which prevent them from acting on a change of heart, in case that would arise. Americans can versus can't do. The can-do attitude of Americans isn't the truth, as they can't do anything. But what they do is what they are led to do. This is done from the headquarters of the You Can't in America Club, or also known as the Can't in America Club. It is a club where Americans' thoughts are led, coaxed and coerced. An average American is in a special club also, as all of his thoughts are led by the Can't in America Club. Americans are in a club of lost puppies being led by dysfunctional masters. It would be sad if it was only Americans being the victim of this attack. But this sadness is magnified a million times because every American delightfully and enthusiastically collaborates with their thought handlers. And then that enthusiasm is exploited to allow Americans to inadvertently become the number one promoters of Hollywood ISM. It became, has become, and will continue to be a horrifying Simon Says reality show. Whatever Simon Says, 95% of Americans will repeat and promote. We wildly promote an example of ourselves, proudly, to all who will look at us. Because our thought handlers have used the pretend wealth/money system to exploit our minds and actions, we continue to be inextricably attached to materialism, and continue to enthusiastically promote a temporary and horrifying lifestyle. A lifestyle that exploits all weakness, whether it be found in nature, animals, plants, or human beings. An absolute archetype for their plan is a symbol called the Ouroboros, or a snake eating itself to death or nothingness. The ultimate justice for the ultimate injustice.